Hollywood Minutes. And again, this is Kavi working on his Casio down in the basement of his parents' house. That's pretty good.
Hey, you like that?
I do. That's solid work right there. Say hello to Hollywood. Time for the Hollywood Minutes. We call him Hollywood to protect his real name because David Stern wants to kill him. Hollywood, how are you?
Oh, boy, we are driving the world wild and freeing minds everywhere, Kelly.
Are we really?
We are.
You say that every week, and I don't know if we freed any minds. In fact, we probably just polluted a lot of them.
Hey, let's be honest here. We reported faster than anyone this story about John Edwards and his mistress.
That is true.
Yes, we did. And the love child. And we reported the NBA cheating before the ref admitted the exact game we reported.
That is true.
You know, we're ahead of the game week in and week out. And you know what? You could only catch it here with Kelly Carr in Hollywood. You know what
there
I'm saying?
You. I hear you. All right. So you are a huge conspiracy theorist guy.
That is totally incorrect. I am a realist.
Okay, but you still believe in conspiracies. You believe that there was a full-on conspiracy in the NBA to hide, you know, the truth, because it's a realist would say, you know, that you had the answer. We have the proof. We don't have the proof.
Well, I think the ref coming out and admitting that there was cheating, and he personally was doing a lot of cheating, was pretty good enough proof.
Okay, all right, I'll go along with that. But now you're saying that Michael Phelps cheated.
Well,
what are you? Are you Russian?
No, I'm not going to say that Michael Phelps himself cheated.
Oh.
However, there's been a lot of talk from a lot of my friends in the Hollywood circles that the swimmer Michael Phelps, I know a lot of you have not been watching the Olympics, and I don't blame you, but for those of you that have or have heard of Michael Phelps, the thing about it is they're cheating. Watch this on YouTube. Go to YouTube and watch the final seconds of his seventh gold medal. He's swimming along, and the Serbian guy beats him. But they say now, this is from the Olympic Committee, well, the Serbian guy didn't hit the sensor hard enough. Yes, the Serbian guy beat Phelps, but he didn't hit the sensor hard enough, so the gold medal goes to Phelps. Now, if that's not one of the phoniest things I've ever heard, I don't know what is. You know, Phelps has got so many gold medals. Let the guy keep his 6, 7, 8 gold medals. And, you know, this poor Serbian guy beat him. Give him his gold medal. If he doesn't hit the thing hard, how hard do you have to hit the thing, I want to know?
Well, apparently you have to hit it harder than the Serbian did.
Oh, my, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, but I mean, I saw it. I saw the replay, and it showed that Phelps won that race.
You know, I've seen the replay. You could see it on YouTube. Their official stance now is, hey, he had to hit the sensor harder. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you were watching it. Maybe you were watching it on MSNBC. You know,
I was watching it on HD. I could see it crystal clear.
You're watching it on your little computer screen. You know, on MSNBC, they're known to twist facts over there. So I don't know. That's the one good thing about them having the Olympics now. We don't have to watch those terrible news shows that they got, or those entertainment quote shows. They're not telling the news like we are.
All right. Well, that's good. Let's move on. You had something that you wanted to say about the trade deadline, and it's funny that you say this because I've often wondered the same thing.
Well, the trade deadline is a big joke in baseball. What it really is, it comes down to Commissioner Stern and Beelzebub and all his little cronies. They put this magical trade deadline out there, and that's for all the teams to do a trade on their own. Once that trade deadline comes, after that moment, it's the only trades that the Major League Baseball allows to go on. There really is no trade deadline. If you're the Yankees or you're this and you're that, you could do any trade you want at any time. But the thing about it is the trade deadline comes, and then all the poorer teams can't make any trades. Unless, of course, it's like that Laker trade where you're going to give Paul Gasol for a bunch of bums that nobody wants. That's all that it allows.
So you're saying that the trade deadline is a farce, and it is only used as a way to help promote and hype up the league. Am I correct in understanding what you're saying?
Well, to be...
Because I don't want to put words in your mouth, Hollywood.
Okay, to be 100% precise, basically the trade deadline is a scam. What they do is they say it's a trade deadline. All these teams do their trades,
okay,
and then all of a sudden they look at it, and if their teams aren't doing what they want or things aren't, all of a sudden they throw some trades underneath.
So you're saying,
remember,
like,
when the Braves got Danny Nagel, right, way past the trade deadline? Now he's
or like the Dodgers,
it's unbelievable.
Well, like the Dodgers just got Greg Maddux. So.
Yeah, the Dodgers just, oh, Greg Maddux after the trade deadline to the Dodgers. If there's not, I mean, a trade deadline, I wish you know, the government did deadlines like that, like Major League Baseball for the taxing, you know, on April 15th.
Yeah.
That would work out good.
That would work out good.
So,
that would,
you know,
be great.
This is another scam that we're reporting right here on Hollywood Minutes, you know.
I'm glad that there's someone out there who's, you know, telling the truth when everyone else
does. Kelly, I got, you know, how about Brett Favre throwing a touchdown right away in the first game?
Yeah, that was really not all that unexpected, quite frankly.
I'm still waiting for the jersey that I'm supposed to be getting here from
really?
You.
Really? Guess what?
Yeah.
Continue to expect disappointment.
It's coming still. It's in the mail.
It's on back order.
Well, here's another thing.
It's with the Serbians gold medal.
I didn't hit the button fast enough.
You didn't, no.
No, okay, here's another thing. I've been reporting the polls on here week in and week out.
Yes.
And, you know, Obama's been leading by 1%, basically, week in and week out.
What poll are you looking at?
Well,
I need to know what poll you're looking at.
The biggest poll came out, which is probably the most respected, that is the Zogby Reuters poll. That's probably the number one most respected poll.
There's
a lot of polls out there right now.
The what poll?
The Zogby Reuters.
I've never heard of that. That sounds like something that, you know, it sounds like a group of soccer hooligans. What the hell is that?
Hey, when I bring you the news, you should be very happy when I bring the news, because everything I've brought to you has been true.
All right.
And I'll tell you what, anyone who disagrees with this, go to realclearpolitics.com. You heard that here from Hollywood, realclearpolitics.com. John McCain is now leading by 5% in the polls.
How is that possible?
You know what? I'll tell you what. I was interviewing I was interviewing Barack Obama earlier, and this is what he had to say. This election is strictly about change. And I asked him, well, Senator Obama, what exactly do you have besides that message? Well, basically, I have nothing else to say besides change.
That's it? That's
and that was it.
That's it.
And I think because of that, McCain's now leading by 5%. And today,
yes,
it was announced that Obama has decided who his vice president choice is.
Who is it?
Well, on the Hollywood hot list here, we have some names here. We have four names. There's Hillary Clinton, of course.
Right.
Who resembles Darth Vader with the wig.
Right.
And we have Evan Bayh. We have Kane, the governor of Virginia. And we got Joe Biden. So, these are the four choices. I think the Republicans are scared to death if he picks Hillary. They're scared to death because now that he's losing by 5% in the polls, he might have to pick Hillary to win this thing. And the Republicans are trembling. They don't want to see any more of the Clintons. They just really are terrified of the Clintons.
So who do you think he picked?
Oh,
I want a prediction for
you.
Oh,
boy, you know, every one of my predictions have been correct. I don't want to say this one. I have a feeling who it is, but I don't want to put it on the line on here. I just don't
you
want
have to.
Do to. It.
That's part of the show. You got to put it on
I
the
know,
line.
I know.
You're killing me.
Okay, I'm going to say this.
Say it.
I have a feeling after the poll came out.
Yes.
Him losing by 5% that he's now highly considering Hillary Clinton again.
All right. So you think it's Hillary?
I'm just saying that
you
she's
think
being
it's
more
Hillary.
Considered now. She's being more considered.
Answer the question.
I'm think not it's going on the line here, but...
Hey, Obama, answer the question.
You know, one thing this country needs is change.
It does need change.
Now, I got another thing for you.
Yes.
Carrie Underwood.
Oh, this is what I've been waiting for. Hey, Cowboy fans, listen up.
Okay, here we go. This is hot off the press from Hollywood. Carrie Underwood comes out and says that our boy Romo,
yeah.
Tony Romo, has been calling her all along on the side while he's been dating Jessica Simpson.
No.
Yes. The story will be mainstream soon. You know, we report here first on the Hollywood.
I see this kind of stuff. I don't doubt. I think your McCain thing, you're up a creek. But I think this
I believe. You think my McCain thing's up a creek? They were reporting it on all news stations yesterday. McCain up by 5%.
Okay, I didn't. Apparently, I'm not watching the right news channels.
Well,
the ones
not.
I saw
you're
that,
watching the ones where Phelps.
Yeah, I saw they were
and they white out the other guys he's racing against.
Well, see, I that's the way that I like my TV. but, no. All right, so you're saying Romo has been calling Underwood during this whole thing on the side. So like when Jessica goes to bed and he says he's going to stay up and play Madden with Kavi online, that he's actually on the phone with Carrie Underwood.
Oh, boy. You know what? I remember an old Rodney Dangerfield joke. And Rodney said, "Hey, my wife, she was talking dirty last night. I got all excited. I looked over. She was on the phone."
Yeah.
And you know what?
Wow.
And that's what Tony Romo was doing. Jessica Simpson's getting excited, and he's over-dialing. "Hey, honey, how you doing?" And he's over-dialing Carrie Underwood on the side.
Uh-oh.
Can you believe it? You know, he's got John Edwards in him.
So you're telling me that Romo, even though he's with Jessica right now, is still keeping the door open with Carrie Underwood?
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. The door is never closed. The door is wide open.
Wow.
You know,
this could be devastating to the, you know, to the Cowboys as they head into the season, could it not? I mean, if Tony Romo gets stuck in a love triangle between Jessica and Carrie Underwood, one, not only is he the envy of every American man alive, but he's not going to know what to do. He's just going to fall down into a heap and cry.
You know, Kelly, the thing about it is Tony Romo, although has been good during the regular season, and, yes, you know, Cowboys are America's team. However, in the playoffs, he's been nothing but a choke artist. I mean, he might as well enter the game with two hands around his neck and probably his own.
Wow. Okay. Well, he's been Brett Favre.
You know, well, Brett Favre did win a world title.
Oh, that's true. Okay, go ahead.
Three MVPs, and he's throwing up the fourth like Ric Flair, the four horsemen, baby.
I knew that was coming.
but Kelly, this guy's got the best line of women I've ever seen. He's got Carrie Underwood calling on the side. He's got Jessica Simpson, you know, right next to him. I tell you what, you know, I've never seen a group of stables like this.
I got to tell you that if you and he are not homies by like the end of the week, dude, you're blowing it.
Well, I tell you what, you should see my group of stables of women. And you got me in trouble, Kelly Carr. You got me in big trouble, by the way.
Oh, good.
I don't know if you know this, but this show is listened to around the world. And you remember that one time when I had a girl call from Estonia on the call, and I couldn't take it because we were doing this live. Anyway, she heard the show and started calling me angry at me, saying I said I had other women, and now she's furious. So even myself and my stables, I'm in a little trouble.
Well, you know what? Then you better get back to tending your stables. Get some hay for your horses. Hollywood, always a pleasure, man. We will talk to you again next week, man.
I have one closing statement.
Yes.
The instant replay thing you're talking about, it's just more ammunition for them to cheat just like they do in football.
I agree. Thank you very much.
I'm out of here.
See you later. That's Hollywood. Hollywood Minutes each and every Thursday.